Hi, you're listening to a podcast brought to you by the teaching team at New Life in North Lincolnshire. New Life is committed to helping transform people and transform places through the love and power of Jesus Christ. We hope you, in some small way, will be blessed and transformed by this message.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Are we all okay? Good, good, good stuff. I've been rumbled this morning already. We have a bit of time before the service praying, and Russ was encouraging us to pray. Said Mark's bringing the word later, telling us how to be a good Christian. That's a very generic title for a sermon. It's sort of in that orbit. You know, we're going to hear from the Bible later. But Gillian, who did our reading, was stood next to me, and she sort of whispered, and football, and I realize, okay, maybe I talk too much about football, so very sorry, I'm not going to talk about it after last night, but we've got there, okay, for those of you who know, I'm a Forest fan, okay, and we made it. There was a bit of negativity from some people over this side of the room that we would go down, but we're here, but this morning I'm talking about growth. Okay, and actually I have been reflecting on my own communication and everything else, and I did think to myself that I probably should cut down on the football illustration. So no more after this, okay? You'll be pleased to know. Hallelujah. Okay, if that does excite you, you don't need to come and tell me, thank goodness. So I'm just letting you know, I'm learning, I'm growing, all right? But I am afraid that you will get to do it all again with me next season as we survive. But anyway, there we go. But we're talking about growth this morning. So we're going to take a moment to pray, and then we're going to read from God's word this morning. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for what you've been doing in our service already today. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here and ministering to us, working in our lives. And as we turn to the Bible, as we look at the word that you have given to us, we pray that you will speak to us through it. I pray that the words that I bring will be an encouragement to us and help us to move and to grow in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to start by reading a passage from Colossians. Okay, so Colossians 1, this is what Paul writes to them. Starting at verse 9, he says this: "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have a great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Amen. Paul talks there, he's writing to this church at Colossae, and he's telling them, he's saying, since we've heard about your prayer, your faith, we've not stopped praying for you. And he picks out a few different things. He's telling them that he wants them to grow in wisdom and understanding, bearing fruit, knowledge of God, being strengthened. How many of us know this morning that the Christian life is one where we continue to grow? Yeah, that we are people, we are called to grow. So a few things that we're instructed, I mean, there's loads of verses that I could pick out, but we're called to grow in our Christ-likeness. Plenty of verses in the New Testament talk about us growing to maturity. Ephesians 4 particularly, where Paul talks about people growing to the full stature of Christ. So we're called to grow in our maturity. We're called to grow in our gift and our calling. Each one of us has a gift. We've got something in our lives that God has placed within us. He's called us to do something. And in Philippians, Paul talks about pressing on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. We grow in our gift. We've read it here already. We grow in our fruitfulness. that Jesus talks in John about being pruned for greater fruitfulness. As Christians, we grow, and there should be something that comes from our lives. There's all sorts of ways that we grow. We grow in our spiritual maturity. We grow in our character. And I was thinking about this, preparing this message today, that we are encouraged, we're instructed, we're challenged, we're urged through the letters, through the words of the New Testament to be people that are growing. But very often we can find ourselves in places where that doesn't necessarily happen. But we want to be people, and I want to encourage us this morning, that we are going to be people who continue to grow. So what happens sometimes is that we end up in places where we just settle. A few reasons why we stop growing. One, we settle. We get to a place where we just feel, I'm comfortable. I've gone far enough. I've done enough. And we are satisfied with what we have. We know the routines and the patterns, in one sense, of what we should be doing as Christians. And we know all the things that happen. And we settle for where we are. We get to a point where everything is okay. Everything is in place. It's how I like it. And we just start to settle for where we are. But God doesn't want us to be people that settle, but people that grow. Other times we might get stuck. Sometimes we're in our journey of faith, and there are things that God needs to do in our life, but we find ourselves in patterns of behavior, in habits, in things that hold us back, but we're stuck, and we don't know how to break out. We don't know how to break free. And maybe this morning already, in the time of ministry, there's something, and I feel that word from Paul particularly, just about God coming and doing something in the dry land, that refreshing, helps us to break out of where we are. So we're not stuck. So we can settle, we get stuck, and other times we start to just play it safe. Recently, we were on holiday just the other week, actually. We went to Flamingo Land. Took the kids to Flamingo Land. I'm not going to embarrass you, Dino. I'm going to embarrass both of us. Right? Flamingo Land, there's roller coaster rides. Now, like, there's the zoo as well. I'm sort of like, yeah, let's go there. That sounds okay. But, you know, I've never really had a problem with roller coasters. Quite enjoy it. But maybe, I don't know, something's changed as I've got a little bit older. Maybe I'm a little bit more aware of some of the things that can go wrong. And I'm sort of checking. And, you know, we've got our kids there with us. You would think that as a good parent, I'm checking for their sake. No, it's just for me. Just making sure that I'm okay. Although there was one ride that we went on. And it was just our two that went on it. I couldn't watch them because it was like spinning around really high. And I'm like, no, that's too much for me. But something happens that I wanted to play it safe, that actually, let me just stay here. I know I can go on that ride, but actually I'm quite happy staying where I am. I could do it, but I don't have to, so I'm not going to. I play it safe. Anyone else feel like that? Yeah, few hands. Others, maybe you've still got that spirit of adventure. But there is something, isn't there? And maybe it does happen a little bit more as we get older, that we are more aware of the risks. We are more aware of things that can go wrong and the obstacles that are in our way. So we lose the spirit of adventure. And so where is the Bible, and Paul is encouraging the Colossians, but plenty of other places in the New Testament as well, to say grow in your faith, grow in your knowledge of God, grow in who you are, grow in your character, grow in your gift, and yet actually we find ourselves in places where we settle, we get stuck, and we play it safe. And I want to bring out a few thoughts this morning to encourage us to think about being people who aren't going to stay where we are, where we settle, get stuck, or play it safe, but actually be people who continue to grow. Because we worship a God who is a God of the new thing. Amen? God does a new thing in our lives. And we're not too old, we're not past it, there's not things that we've missed that opportunity. Actually, God wants to do something new in our lives wherever we are. And maybe that word this morning that came, you are feeling like you're in that place, that dry place. And God this morning particularly wants to do something in your life to bring refreshing so that actually you start to grow. And there is actually some newness that comes from you. That actually there's things that God can start to do in our lives. So the first thing is this. If we want to be people who grow, the first thing we need to do is we need to be people who reflect. Now, I mentioned this just the last time I preached when we were talking about Thomas, preaching on doubting Thomas. But as part of that message, I threw out a thought, talked about it for a few minutes, but I kind of wanted to expand on it a bit. And it was this thought that the greatest gift we can give the world is a self-aware us. Now, yes, it's a healthy us that God wants us to have. But before we can be healthy, we need to be self-aware. Because the only person, and hear me right now, the only person that is truly responsible for the person that we're becoming is us. And actually, God can want to do all the things that he wants to do in our lives. But we have to open up the doors and welcome the King of Glory in. We still have to take responsibility for the person that we are becoming. And in James 1, which I thought I had found in my Bible, but I have not. So let me just quickly find it. In James chapter 1, this is what he talks about. My dear brothers, and take note of this. Or brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a person's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed, or they will be blessed in what they do. There's this challenge, this encouragement in James saying, don't just be hearers, but actually when you're hearing the word, it's actually to slow down. To take the time to not just hear the word, not just look in the mirror and then go away and forget, but actually to go away and think, reflect on what you have heard, on where you are at. One of the oldest questions, first questions in the Bible. God asked Adam, where are you? God's not confused. He's not forgotten. You know, it's not like he doesn't know the answer. But Adam needs to know the answer. Where are you right now? And it's the question before we can grow, any of us need to address in our own lives. Where am I? What is going on in my life? What are the things that I need to deal with? What are the opportunities that are before me? Because we can have the right environment around us. We can have the right people speaking into our lives. We can have the best experiences. But if we don't take responsibility for what is happening, then we won't be changed and we won't continue to grow. So if we want to be people who grow, the first thing, reflect. And I wonder today, maybe some of us need to take some time because we've stopped growing. We've settled for where we are, and we need to take stock. And it's not something that can happen right now in this moment, but something that we go away and do is to think, God, where am I? Write some things down. And I've ministered, as you know, been involved in church leadership, seen this loads and loads of times, where you can see the potential. You can see all the things that could come from a person's life if they were just willing to take a bit of responsibility and say, hey, I need to listen, I need to reflect, I need to then do something about it. Self-awareness is so important if we are going to be people who grow. Am I aware of the person who I am? Am I aware of the areas where maybe there's some weakness that I need to address? Am I aware of some challenges that I'm facing and how I can get through that? And it's not just a negative either. I mean, James talks about getting rid of the moral filth, but it's about the the opportunity as well. What is there before me that I could take hold of? What is it that God might be calling me to in this next season? What are the things that I could do? So first of all, be people that reflect, be self-aware, understand what is going on in our life so that we can be people that move forward and start to grow. Second thing, we reflect, and we need to move. We reflect, we move. A lot of us are waiting for the perfect opportunity for things to be right. Now, this can happen in a couple of ways, okay? So sometimes, don't just leave me hanging here, okay? We've got to be in this one together as well. But some of us, we sort of look for the perfect conditions because we're procrastinating, aren't we? Like, I can't do the gardening today because it's too hot, but tomorrow it'll be too cold, you know, and we're just putting it off, you know, on that glorious day when the temperature is perfect and I've got the time set aside, then I will do it. Yeah, you know, maybe you've got something in your house, you know it needs fixing, you know you need to do something about it. It's not quite the right time now though, yeah? We're procrastinating, we're putting it off. But other times, we actually, and some of us maybe struggle with this more than others, but we have this tendency of perfectionism. And one of the signs of perfectionism, I was learning, seeing someone talk about this recently, a guy called John Acuff. One of the signs of perfectionism is that actually, because we can't do it perfectly, we don't do it at all. So, again, you know, there might be that thing in our house that needs fixing. Well, unless I can do all the decorating in the house, I'm not going to even start. Unless I can tidy up every room in the house, I'm not going to do any cleaning. Unless I can do everything, you know, unless it's either run a marathon or none at all. Yeah, some of us, I know, because we'll have done it, we'll have like made the New Year resolution. I'm going to get fit this year. I'm going to do 5K. No. That's not the place to start. So it's either 5K or nothing, or 10K or nothing. And so we don't do anything. And so we hold ourselves back because we don't take a step in the right direction. The first thing to build in any habit is to actually not be trying to shoot for the moon, shoot for the top thing, but actually just start doing something. Listen, let me encourage us in our spiritual journey. One verse of the Bible is better than reading no verses of the Bible. And some of us are trying to do a Bible reading habit, and we're like, and by the way, listen, I've been there. I'm going to do the Bible in a year. Okay, I've talked about this in How to Read the Bible. I think Bible reading year plan, Bible in a year plans, they're okay. But usually what we find is this. Great in Genesis in January, brilliant. Then you get to Leviticus. Wheels start to come off. Then it's a holiday and you forget because you're on holiday. Unless you're really, really spiritual and you do your Bible reading on holiday. I don't know. Maybe you do, in which case, God bless you. But most people, you know, it just sort of falls apart. And by the time you get to October, you've got 50, 60 chapters to catch up and you're only still in, you know, Deuteronomy or whatever. So we try to do all of these things and we try to go too far too soon when actually we just need to take a step in the right direction. And what, like I say, one verse is better than no verses. One chapter is better than no chapters at all. And it works in the natural, if it's exercise, whatever. It also works in the spiritual. And maybe some of us today, to get out of the settledness that we might feel ourselves in, or maybe just the place where we're stuck, is we need to take a step in the right direction. We need to do something today that's different. So we take a step. We move. And that can be a physical move. in the sense of we've got to actually act and do something. I'm going to pick up my Bible and read it. I'm going to pray, even if it's just for 5 minutes, you know, or even if it's a few minutes of the day, but I'm going to do something. But maybe it's a posture of the heart as well where we need to move. Actually, I've been like this for long enough, and now I'm determining today that something is going to be different. And we've already had time of ministry, but we can have more later when we come to communion, where God can continue to work in our lives. And maybe he just needs to shake us up. Actually, we've got to determine, God, I'm going to move today. I'm going to do something different today. Third thing, we need encounter. We need encounter. We actually need to encounter the presence of Jesus, because it's that that does something in us that changes us. Now, we've heard recently, let me go back a step. There are two types of encounter that I like to talk about in the Bible, in Luke and in Acts. One of them we've heard about recently. So in Luke, you get an encounter on the road to Emmaus. And in Acts, you get an encounter on the road to Damascus. Now, the road to Damascus is the one that we often know about because this is Paul. This is Paul, the one who was persecuting Christians. And then he meets Jesus in this dramatic encounter. You know, there's bright lights and a voice and who are you, Lord? And wow, and Paul's life is changed. Then in Luke, we get the two on the road to Emmaus, and they're just walking. And they don't even realize that they're walking with Jesus, but they're walking, and something is happening. Two encounters, both very different, but both significant. Now, the thing is that very often, as Christians, and particularly in our type of tradition, we like the dramatic encounter. We want to have this moment where we feel like we're touching heaven, that God has come and there's an audible voice and something has happened. And hey, God can do that, you know. That there are times where we might have this dramatic encounter, but we might also have the road to Emmaus type experience as well. That actually is just part of, hey, I'm journeying with Jesus, but I'm encountering him. One is not more significant than another. And by the way, that's the same for our testimony as well. Some of us have a road to Damascus kind of testimony, yeah? Like, there was this going on in your life. You were at rock bottom. There was all this. You were held by addiction, and God broke you free. Jesus came. You saw the light, and everything was changed. But other people have a testimony that's more like the road to Emmaus. Hey, I was going to church, and I was listening to what people said, and I felt that God's presence was moving. Both matter, okay? And some of us sort of play down this kind of testimony because this sounds amazing and this sounds more exciting. But it's Jesus changing lives. And we've got to keep encountering God on our journey. Keep being in the presence of Jesus so that we can hear what he is saying to us. Hear the words that Jesus wants to speak. So we encounter him that moves us from the place where we are. I wonder, when did we last really encounter Jesus for ourselves? We might have been coming to church for lots of weeks, but the things go on, the songs are sung, the prayers are prayed, the sermons are preached, but actually, God hasn't really done anything in our lives because we're closed off or we're just not paying attention to what Jesus is doing in our lives. And the final thing is this. We need to keep the pattern. 2 Timothy 1:13, Paul encourages Timothy to keep the pattern of teaching, keep the pattern of doctrine. And this isn't necessarily the thing that's like, oh, wow, that's mind-blowing. But actually, it's in the habit that we will continue to grow. In doing the right things, in putting ourselves in the right place. So whatever that habit might be, we come to church. And very often, listen, what we do in church is very similar each week. And we can try to look for the novelty, but actually we don't need that. It's the point of doing the habit, of actually being in the right place and confessing again what matters. And we need that. We need to remind ourselves. We need to sing the songs. that we've sung before, because we're confessing what happens. Listen, we've got a lot of voices out there. A lot of different things come our way through the week. So when we come here on a Sunday, we confess and we reaffirm what matters. When we do, we you know, make a habit of reading the Bible, whatever that habit might be. And maybe some of us from today, we need to go and I'm going to pick it up. I've neglected that habit, but I'm going to start it again. I'm going to continue the pattern that I know is right. Now listen, it's not like every day, wow, blinding revelation. But something feeds us from God's word that then changes us so that we continue. The habit of prayer, the habit of being with other Christians, the habit of putting ourselves in the right places so that we continue to grow. Have we neglected the right habits, the right pattern? Have we just allowed those things to slip? And today, as we think about growing, listen, God wants us to be people who continue to grow, continue to become all that He wants us to be. He doesn't want us to be people that settle, that we're stuck, that we're in this place where we're playing it safe. Actually, it's a time to keep moving. Keep growing. We might be living off yesterday's story. God wants to do a new story for us. What are the new things? What are the new opportunities? What's the next adventure for you? What's the next step in your journey? Let me just finish with this quote. And like all quotes, someone's probably going to tell me after, well, he didn't really say that, but hey, go with me, all right? We'll use a bit of poetic license. But Edmund Hillary, who was the first person to conquer, to climb Mount Everest, apparently, you know, he didn't succeed the first time. And if I can have it on there, because I won't get it quite right. But he said this, apparently, he went and did a talk, and he said, Mount Everest, you beat me the first time, but I'll beat you the next time, because you've grown all that you are going to grow. But I'm still growing. Is there something in us today that says, God, I am still growing. God, I know that you have not done all the work that you want to do in my life. There is something for us. And hey, there is something for us as a church as well. What are we growing into next? Let's be people that keep moving forward. And whatever it might be today, maybe it's reflecting, taking some time out. God, where am I? Maybe it's the step that you need to take. Where do you need to move? Where do you need to encounter God for yourself? What's the habit that you need to pick up? Let's pray, and then we're going to share communion together. Father, we make that our declaration. We have not stopped growing. Father God, we want to be people, and we pray and we offer our lives to you. People who continue to grow. Grow in knowledge of you, grow in maturity, grow in character, fruitfulness, gift. And Holy Spirit, I pray that if there are particular things that you need to do in our lives, if there are ways that you need to speak to us, that you need to stir us up and shake us, that God, during this time where we share communion together, that you will come, that we will leave here knowing that we have encountered you, knowing that there are things that we can do today to help us move and to grow. God, we don't want to settle. Forgive us for the times when we've become satisfied with where we are. Forgive us for the times when we've got stuck. Forgive us for the times when we've played it safe. Jesus, we keep moving. We grow in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from New Life in North Lincolnshire. To find out more, do visit us online at newlifechurch.uk. Or why not pay us a visit? We'd love to see you.